The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.
Now, let's move on and talk about Liverpool. 2-0 win last night against Leipzig. A nervy enough pre-match build-up from Liverpool's perspective. Cuiva O'Neill of The Athletic is with us. But I think of all of the things that could have happened, a 2-0 win, that's the type of thing that gives everybody a little bit of a moment of calm, shall we say, because it's been a bit of a maelstrom around Liverpool the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, Liverpool have been in crises, haven't they? I think that was just, you know, a really important win for Jurgen Klopp and his team. They showed real togetherness and they got the job done. You know, it's only the halfway stage. You still got to win the second half of the tie. But I just think the mood in the camp now looks to have changed completely. I know a win can do a lot for you, but that win in particular, just keeping the clean sheet, I think, in my memory, I think it might be the first clean sheet since Newcastle away, potentially, at the end of December. I can't remember if there's been one after that, because Liverpool's defence just haven't been good enough, obviously, with the injuries and things like that. But, you know, last night, the real highlight was Ozan Kabak, 20-year-old kid, basically. We know he's got Champions League experience in the past, but that he made his Champions League debut for Liverpool, and he was phenomenal.
Obviously, there was concerns at the weekend about the communication issues between him and Alisson. And, like, I think Klopp said, look, this is the type of stuff in pre-season you sort out. We're not in pre-season. We don't have time to fix that. So learning on the job is going to be incredibly difficult. And yet he was somebody who had a big reputation in European football amongst scouts. It felt like Liverpool had done a really good bit of business. Then all of a sudden Saturday happens and it's like, ooh, we're not sure about this. So last night was a huge game for him. He must have been feeling very nervous in the build-up to that.
Yeah, it was a really big game for him. And I think, you know, he had a good performance at Leicester. It just obviously was that mistake, the mix-up between him and Alisson, which probably Alisson would hold his hand up and say he was culpable for. But obviously his performance last night was much improved. You saw him make some incredible stops. But getting back to Kabak, I think, you know, for someone to join the club at age 20 and have a performance like that in the Champions League, you know, if he'd come from the academy, it'd just be endless conversations about, you know, how brilliant that was. Obviously, he's come from Galatasaray, and I think he won the man of the match vote last night on Liverpool's Twitter. So I think he's got a lot of brilliant fans behind him already. And yeah, just phenomenal, really. And obviously, you know, the role Jordan Henderson's doing at the minute as well. Obviously, it didn't pay off at the weekend, but he seemed to help coach him through a little bit that game. And then last night he was there again. But Kabak seemed to step up and be almost like the senior centre-half at times, which you absolutely love to see, considering he is just 20. Like, it is bizarre to think he's so young and put a performance in like that. And not only that, but it just kind of bodes really well for the future for him. I think, you know, his name's been doing the rounds for such a long time now. You know, he's been playing senior football for, I think, a few years, obviously at Schalke and Galatasaray. And, you know, I think this is why Liverpool fans on that performance last night, this is why they were so excited to get him in, because he had been sort of making waves. And for all the talk of Leipzig's defence, you know, it was actually Liverpool who come away with the plaudits.
There's probably a brilliance to that, I guess, unawareness of what Liverpool might have been like over the last 6 months or so. If you're coming into the club, I'm sure if you're a defender who steps up, if you're Williams or Phillips, for example, you're well aware of how amazing Virgil van Dijk is. You're well aware of how amazing Joe Gomez is. And you're very much aware of how much of an injury crisis this is. Whereas this guy comes in, hasn't had that negativity in his brain for the last few months, which can surely only accelerate the sort of leadership qualities that you speak about there.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing for Schalke, who are, I think, near to the bottom of the Bundesliga. They've lost a lot of games. You know, he's brought that, you know, almost like he's been in a negative environment, hasn't he, really? Although, obviously, you know, even teams at the bottom are still fighting for everything. So I think to come into Liverpool must just feel like a massive opportunity for him, you know, being on maybe the cusp of relegation from the Bundesliga. I haven't quite checked where Schalke are at the minute. But, you know, it wasn't looking good for them at the time he joined. So, you know, he's probably thinking this is a real opportunity now. He's almost on trial in a way, because obviously he's on the loan and then Liverpool have the option to buy for, I think it was 18 million, which, I mean, you think they're likely to do. It looks a complete steal, especially in this market. And, you know, the markets to come are always going to be crazy for, for players in particular, centre-halves. So he just looks a real steal for Liverpool, I think. Obviously, it's early days and, you know, fans won't want to get ahead of themselves or anything else, because we saw at the weekend how quickly things can unravel. But, you know, you take the positives from last night and Ozan Kabak was definitely among the very best of them.
Schalke absolutely rock bottom of the table with 52 goals conceded. So he's getting out of jail and then playing in the Champions League for Liverpool against Red Bull and doing really well. Like that's like a massive winning lottery ticket for him. What about Thiago? Because it was a lot of pressure on him and a lot of comment after the weekend too that Thiago hadn't quite lived up to the hype and certainly the responsibilities of being in that Liverpool midfield at the moment.
I think if you look, you know, more in depth at Thiago's numbers, he's still doing all the right things and he's among, you know, the best for all the creative passes and things like that. But I just think he struggled with Henderson playing deeper, Fabinho playing deeper in defence. He struggled with that shield almost. He needs someone just to sort of be there and mop up. And I think that's why we've seen him sort of, you know, pick up quite a lot of yellow cards in the Premier League. He's tackling and making strange challenges at times. And, you know, there is still a factor that he's settling into, you know, the Premier League. It's a different league to the Bundesliga. We know that. Just to Liverpool's pace and sort of obviously, you know, he expected to come to Liverpool and have and work alongside Henderson and Fabinho in midfield and that's not quite happening for him at the minute. But I thought last night was a real improvement in performances and, you know, I know it was obviously played in Budapest, but it's almost like he needed to go back to Germany in a way just to reset, I don't know, his chakras or something. I just feel like that was his performance where it was like, okay, I've played against you before, I've probably beat you a lot of times in his time in the Bundesliga. And I just feel like he looked confident every time he sort of went to make a challenge. And the game felt very much at his pace. And this is why, you know, he was one of the best players as Bayern Munich won the Champions League. I think he's a real asset for Liverpool to have, particularly when they play in Europe. And, you know, I think those performances will start translating to the Premier League. It's just a matter of time. Obviously, he joined Liverpool. I think he had COVID and then he had the injury. I think all that kind of upset, you know, what he would have just loved to slot in. And obviously then Van Dijk gets the injury and things just completely change for him. But, you know, he looked really positive last night. And I think, you know, moving forward, he'll just keep on settling in.
The Champions League is going to be something that Liverpool fans are going to pin their hopes on now over the next couple of months. Is there a reason, Cuiva, why they managed to get to back-to-back Champions League finals before they actually won the Premier League? And is there something in that confidence that you speak about when it comes to a player like Thiago that allows them to be a really good cup team when it really matters?
Yeah, I think with Liverpool, and I think a lot of fans will tell you this, there's just always been that history with the European Cup and indeed European competitions. I think it's always been seen as something like a little bit of a break from the sort of tension, particularly over the last few seasons when Liverpool have been fighting for the Premier League. I think it's been a little bit of a break from that, and also just where Liverpool can be free and sort of just go for it. And I don't know, it's always felt like the Champions League's Liverpool's sort of bread and butter. You know, we know they didn't play in it for such a long time, but since they've come back, they've been, I mean, among the best teams, haven't they? And I just do feel like sometimes it's like a little bit of a break. I don't know. I know fans will be missing it a lot this year. And, you know, when that second leg ever comes around and has played at Anfield, I think, you know, fans would have loved to have been there. And Liverpool may struggle in terms of, you know, in further down the line if they are to go through to the last eight, you know, with the fans not being at Anfield. Obviously, we know what a miraculous place that is when it's full. I think it's a special relationship Liverpool have got with the European Cup. And, you know, we saw Klopp's Borussia Dortmund side always have a lot of fun in Europe. And I just think that sort of has really sort of transferred well to this Liverpool team. And I think, you know, fans will be made up with that because European football, Tuesday and Wednesday nights, that's when you want to be watching your team do the business.
The performances, obviously, we know have been very flaky over the last couple of months, essentially. The league form has them, I think, over the last 10 games in the bottom half of the table. In the middle of all that, there was back-to-back wins against Spurs and West Ham. And at that stage, it kind of felt like they'd turned a corner, and yet they obviously hadn't. So how do they make sure that this one result isn't just a little oasis and actually they use this now to be a turning point in the season?
Yeah, well, you know, you've got it spot on there. They had that sort of nice little couple of away trips to London and everything sort of picked up again. And, you know, coming into the weekend, Liverpool obviously play Everton on Saturday evening, and, you know, they'll want to get another win there, but then they'll want to win after that. And it's just about creating that hunger to go and sort of, you know, mount a winning streak that they have done in the past. You know, this team are capable of that, albeit for, you know, the defensive injury woes and whatnot. I think, you know, those two performances were like almost before last night, the highlight of the year so far for Liverpool fans. And just to keep on going, I think, and I don't know, the mentality seemed to drop a little bit off, you know, just late December into January, and then they picked it back up, obviously, against Tottenham and West Ham. But, you know, the messages coming out of the club, Salah's message at the weekend was like, you know, I promise that we won't let this happen again. I think someone, a figure like him, who's, I think, scored his 24th goal for Liverpool last night, which is, you know, ridiculous at this stage of the season. You know, for him to stand up and say, you know, this promise that, you know, the season isn't going to continue like this, we're going to sort it out. And, you know, they did that last night, so they've got to do that again against Everton. And, you know, Klopp's always, like most managers in football, it has always been with him, one game at a time. If you'd ever ask him, you know, it's always, we're just going to focus on this game. And that's all Liverpool need to do. They need to rally around the next game, and that's a Merseyside derby, which I think, you know, doesn't take a lot of motivation, does it, to be up for that one.
Well, especially given what happened last time out, that surely adds a little bit of fire to this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the way that ended, and obviously, I think Michael Oliver said, didn't he, should have sent Jordan Pickford off. That was months later in an interview. You know, Liverpool fans do still feel aggrieved about that. Obviously, Van Dijk, they lost in that game. They also lost Thiago for a while after that as well. So it was a real costly game, and one they didn't come away with 3 points, even though it looked as though Sadio Mane was onside at the very end. Obviously, that was ruled out by VAR. So that's probably where Liverpool's season almost started to go wrong in a way. You know, they sort of, you know, rallied after Van Dijk and then Gomez's injuries. But I don't know, it feels like the sort of what happened in that game, they never really shook off. So, you know, they've got to put that right. And I'm sure all they need to do to get prepared for this game is to watch the replay of that and just know how they felt, and obviously take that into this game.
Sadio Mane's form, again, look, such an important player, genuinely world class. It's been a little bit below where it has been over the last couple of years. Important for him to get that goal last night. And, I mean, if there is going to be a turning point, it could be him coming back to the level that we know he's capable of.
Yeah, I think there was sort of like a light bulb sort of switch moment against Leicester, and it was like, okay, Sadio Mane is actually playing here. With the freedom that, you know, he's enjoyed over the last few seasons at Liverpool, it's brought some great success. I think in the past few weeks before that, it seemed as though all the Liverpool players, you know, were capable, but they weren't doing enough in the final third in particular. They just felt like they were running out of ideas, and sometimes almost cautious to take the defender on, you know, to run the ball past it. And I think Sadio Mane is one of the best in world football at pushing the ball past players. You know, he makes it look ridiculously easy when he does it. And, you know, that sort of against Leicester, even though obviously it was not a game Liverpool fans will want to remember, but Mane looked really, really good, and he has done throughout the season. But obviously getting that goal last night, being alert and switched on as Salah was for his goal, I think it was a carbon copy almost, wasn't it? You know, they preyed on the defensive woes of another team, and I think that's what, you know, we've been saying this Liverpool team need to do, because as soon as, you know, key players got injured, you thought they're going to have to outscore teams again. And you do still feel that might be the case, you know, as the season goes on. So those lads have just got to keep on scoring. Obviously, you know, it was an amazing, it looked like he'd almost kept the ball in, didn't it, for Firmino. I would like a magnifying glass on that one, because it did look to me like it just stayed in. But, you know, wouldn't that have been a great story for the front three to score in the Champions League, like the Knights of old?
Can I ask you, sorry, Owen, just one of the key parts of your gig is to have your finger on the pulse of the fans. And in that context, the rumours that swept around Klopp and a potential resignation or him leaving or him kind of having had enough, it seemed to me from the outside as a non-Liverpool fan that this was preying on the worst fears of Liverpool fans, that the season has gone a bit pear-shaped. He's had some difficulties in his private life. In the past, we've seen him walk away when things weren't going great at Dortmund. I understand these are all completely different scenarios, but you put it all together and suddenly that rumour catches fire amongst Liverpool fans, because primarily it was just about believable that maybe it's possible. What was your take on that as somebody who really understands exactly the dynamics of the club and his relationship with the city and with the fans in particular?
Yeah, I think obviously it was interesting, wasn't it, after that small clip come out after the press conference where Klopp sort of conceded the title. You know, it was a cold, cold day at Leicester, and he was sort of, you know, sniffing a little bit, and, you know, his face didn't look, as he said, you know, his beard's getting a little bit greyer. That's what he said in his press conference. He weren't looking his best, but I think, you know, that clip sort of done the rounds then on social media, and it kind of looked and was presented in a way that, you know, Jürgen Klopp sort of had enough, but that wasn't the case. You know, he said he's full of energy, no matter, you know, what that clip sort of said. And then Henderson as well, you know, he commented on the weird little WhatsApp sort of screenshot that someone had obviously made and sent out, which said Alisson and Robertson had, you know, had a coming together of some sort. You know, these things are always going to happen, I think, when Liverpool lose or whatever, whether it's rival fans, whether it's fans who are just unhappy and, you know, they put out those sort of negative vibes. And then, you know, it's kind of, social media is an avalanche, isn't it? We know this. It's everything that gets put on there has the ability to just, you know, go viral, basically. And that's sort of, I think, what we saw on Saturday night. I mean, I got a call off my sister saying, "Is Jürgen Klopp still Liverpool's manager?" And I was like, "Of course he is. Like, what are you on about?" And she was like, "Have you been on social media?" And I'd actually just took the night off it after Liverpool got beat. So I'm staying well away. But I had a little look, and the only thing I could see on there from the people that I follow was love for Jürgen Klopp, and, you know, a lot of people just coming out and saying, you know, what an amazing manager. And I mean, he is Shankly-esque in the minds of Liverpool fans. He'll always be up there. There will be a statue one day outside Anfield of Jürgen Klopp. He's, you know, his stature is just unbelievable at the club. The fans absolutely adore him, and I don't think that'll ever change. I think obviously what he's went through in his personal life is, you know, really, really, really sad. You know, and the fans are there to support him. I think you saw that sort of makeshift banner outside the Cop on, I think it was Sunday after the game, maybe fans had sort of, you know, put Jürgen Klopp, you'll never walk alone, and there was some flowers there and stuff like that. And, you know, Liverpool fans will always support Jürgen Klopp. There's absolutely nothing there. And it was nice to see him come out and say, you know, I'm full of energy, and for Henderson to say there's absolutely nothing going on other than, you know, the bad results. And, you know, they put that right last night. And although Liverpool fans can't be there in the ground with them, they're right behind Jürgen Klopp and these players, because, you know, if you could have said 5.5 years ago, Jürgen Klopp's going to, you know, win the Premier League and the Champions League and take you to finals galore, then Liverpool fans would have snapped your hand off. But not only that, you know, the way he sort of embedded himself in the city and the culture and everything else, and brought players to Liverpool that also, you know, embody that as well. And I think, you know, they're going through a rough time, but I think, you know, they're not going to walk alone, are they?
No, and results like last night will definitely help as well. Cuiva, great stuff. Thanks a million for that. Cheers.
Thank you.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.